left off yesterday in the Vlamen, it was like a Ksubis, where the Gemara made an about face as to exactly the Machayev and Timbu Mominus is for the guys eating the Truma. So we thought when a person eats the Kain's Truma, the basic, we thought we're going to call Maganov. Problem is, if we call Maganov, then we can't discuss Gimel of Dramine, because the whole thrust of our Sugya is to try to find the Hekatim, to try to find that walk the tightrope, to find a case where there's Mis and Mammon simultaneous. And the problem is, whenever you're talking about Chiv of Geneva, the Chiv of Geneva always preceded the Chiv of Achilas Truma, because the moment of Hagbah, you're already over Geneva. So that's the last thing we want to do. So we don't want to talk about a guy who's eating Truma as being Chayav B'Teras Ganav. You want to change the Chiv to being Chayav B'Teras Hano'ah. That's what Rashi is stuck into the Gemara, that as long as we can get you out of being a Ganav, we'll make you chai for the Dmei Hanoah. The Dmei Hanoah, oh, that's Taka simultaneous with the Achila, much the same moment in time. So that's the whole thrust of the Sugya. The only problem is that we have to explain anyway really, really well why there's no Chiv of Geneva. So the Gemara came up with a scenario why, because you didn't pick it up, you didn't do a Maaseh Kinyan, you didn't make a Hashbah on it, somebody shoved it down your throat, so therefore you're not really a Ganav, the other guy is whatever he is, you're not a Ganav, you're merely a Nehna, and since you're a Nehna, and it's the Tmei Hanoah, the Chayef at the same time as the Chiyav Misa B'dei Shemayim, where in business we have a Kimon Dramine, according to Abaye, according to B'churim Ben HaKonah, to breathe a thousand sighs of relief, we're able to find the case of Kimon Dramine. So because of this Sugya, because of this Gemara, because of this Rashi, Taisus, so it became incumbent upon us to discuss a little bit about this Chiyav of Hanoah. This is what's ultimately driving the entire Sugya. The Gemara had in the back of its mind, the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kamma, we know that already, even though Rashi didn't say it beferish, but we know it from Rashi. And Taisus did say it beferish, Taisus Bava Kamma Kuf Aleph, Bamish linked us two Sugyas together. So there's no question, at least at this point in the Sugya, that we're talking about a Chiyav Hanoah, and we had a little bit of a problem just to define what exactly Hanoah is. So we dug up a Rashba with a Shuta Rashba, with a Shayel, with the Rashba, with the Arsameach. We found a whole Chakir, we made up a whole Sheklol yesterday, two different ways of understanding Hanoah. Is it a separate Chiyav? Is it part Chiyav? Ma is a good part, Shalom Yisrael. But then we ran into a little bit of a problem at the end of the Shir. We tried to still get our, really, really get our hands on this Chiyav Hanoah, and we bumped into a Taisus in Nafkuf Aleph. But Taisus has a shaila as to when exactly the Chiyav Hanoah does kick in and when the Chiyav Hanoah doesn't kick in. What led Taisus to a problem was the Gemara about what's his name, right? George, right? George, okay, George. Just as mamish is an aside, the total. Anyone know the unbelievable hashgacha pratis about Curious George? Anyone know the story behind it? It's an unbelievable hashgacha. I never knew the story about 2 years ago. I read it. I'm sure the story. That the people who created Curious George were Jewish. No one knows the story. They escaped from Germany. They were in Germany in the 1930s, and when they realized what was going on, they crossed the border from Germany into France on bicycles. They escaped from the Nazis, and they got into France, and they mamish left everything behind. The only handful of stuff, whatever they were able to take on the bicycles they took, and one of the things that they took was, they had some of these, like, these cartoons that they had originally drawn, the forerunners to Curious George. They wrote all these cartoons, they had played around, popkin around, making these cartoons, and those were the things they felt were important enough to take with them on the bicycle. And they became multi-billionaires, you know, whatever, they became the whole Curious George industry. It was because of two Jews who were running away from their lives. Which I never, it's almost a true story, crazy story. Anyway, just as an aside, okay. Hashgacha pratis, you have to always, if you're makir, like, banish the love. Yeah, everything. Okay, good. Anyway, so getting back to the story. So you have this monkey who's taking the dyes, and he's taking Reuben's dyes, and he's dyeing Shimon's wool, and the Gemara's pupling whether he's chayev or not. So Frek says, "Akash, what do you mean? Abad is chayev. Why is he chayev al Tmei Hanoah? Why is he chayev al Tmei Hanoah?" So Tais says, "No, that you don't say chayev Hanoah here. You know why? You only say chayev Hanoah if it's myself. You check that. You Google it. You Google me, George. Okay. It's myself. Am I right? Okay. Let me know later. It's a little time. It's myself." Maisa behemtoy or hanasa guf. Azoy zoktesis. It's got to be maisav, maisa behemtoy or hanasa guf, and nothing else is called chiyav hanoah. So we left with a little bit of a strange feeling about this thesis. What is this? Either you are nay or not, nana. The bottom line is, my wool is worth more. My wool used to sell for $100, now it's yellow, it sells for $120. So why can't I take you to a din Torah al tzibeh hanoah? What do you mean, ma'isav, ma'isav? The whole thing is very difficult to understand. So Reb Shimon, we quoted already yesterday, Reb Shimon has a lot to say about the sugya, about the chiyav hanoah. So Reb Shimon says that we misunderstood what the Chiyuv Hanoah is. You're not chayev because you're neheneh from somebody's object. That in and of itself is not a mechayev. The mechayev is the fact that you're being mishtamish in somebody else's property. That's the mechayev. The fact that there's a passive hanoah, it happens to be that now your wool is worth more, there's a low, that doesn't speak to me. It doesn't bother me. The concern, Havoch, is that if you go ahead and use somebody else's property, so that smacks almost of geneva. I mean, how can I use your property? How can I take your property? How can I do a maisa on your property? So it's true, I'm not really a ganav, and I'm not really a mazik, because I didn't really do the maisa, somebody else shoved it down my throat, or my animal ate it in rishus haram. So it's missing some of the technical considerations, some of the technical conditions to call you a real bona fide mazik, to call you a real bona fide ganav, but we can call you a mishtamish from Mamun Chaveri. And mishtamish from Mamun Chaveri is a mechaev. Not a nehenev from Mamun Chaveri, a mishtamish from Mamun Chaveri. Now, what goes into calling you a mishtamish from Mamun Chaveri? Mishtamish is already, that's already a verb. That's already an active verb. Nehenev is very, very passive. Mishtamish from Mamun Chaveri, that's much more active. You require a maisa. Either your maisa or your animal is an extension of you, so that's kivu. In effect, you're doing it the same way. A behema hamazik is chayev. I'm chayev of a mazik. My behema is chayev of its mazik. So I'm chayev of a mishtamish, and my behema is mishtamish, I'm chayev. That's the mechayev of hanoh, says Reb Shimon. It's not just hanoh, it's an act of shimush. But then we get into a little bit of a problem. With which case? There's one case that for sure. Which case? Our case, our Gemara. Because let's not forget, Tosis on the spot, on Daf Kuf Aleph, got stuck with the Agamara. Tosis himself said, hey, wait a second, according to what I just said, that you need Maisa Didei or Maisa Behemtoi, so what do you do with Ksuba Staf Lamed Aleph? And Tosis just kind of ironed it over and said, Lamed Rebezin says, what? Nah, it's Hanasa Guf. Hanasa Guf, don't bother. Hanasa Guf is different. What does that mean, Hanasa? What are the words that Hanasa Guf is different? So if Shimon has a pshat, which I don't exactly understand, but I want to, maybe this is what he's driving at, or maybe perhaps we could suggest as follows. In the realm of Maise, we have already seen in other areas of Halacha that there's a concept of sometimes we require a Maise, and sometimes something falls short, I really can't call it my Maise. I'll give you a marshal. We spoke a lot about this last year, Masech Shabbos. If I do a Malacha on Shabbos, Derech Mes Asek, it means I have no idea what's going on. I'm not paying attention. I'm walking past the wall. My arm rubs against the light. The lights go on. That's called Derech Misasek. Misasek, for all practical purposes, at least in the Shabbos for sure, it's not even called the Maisa Aveir. I don't have to be Chesed B'Tshuva. I don't have to be a carbon. It's mamish nothing. I had no idea what was going on. It's nothing. But what does the Gemara say? Maseches Krisos. What's the exception to the rule of Misasek? Two rules. Misasek, Bechalom V'Arayis Chayev. If a person violated the Isser of either Giliarayas or the Isser of Chayil of Machalas Asuros, Derech Masasik. That means he had no idea what was going on. The guy was totally, he wasn't even Masig that he was, I don't know what he was under exactly. He didn't even realize he was doing Maisa Biyah. He didn't realize he was doing Maisa Chila. He thought it was saliva in his mouth, turns out it was Chila. He's clueless what happened. The Gemara says it's very nice, he's clueless, but he's still Chayef. Masasik v'chlam v'rayas is Chayef. Why? What's the two magic words? Shekain, what? What does the Gemara say? Shekain nehneh. Right? That's the fair Shekman increases. Shekain nehneh. So you do a mefursam that there's a major machlokes, a major chakira. What the nature of that din is? Why is it that mesasik v'chalom v'arayis is chayv shekain nehneh? Why is shekain nehneh change the equation? If it's not called my ma'isa, so why am I chayef for being nehenah? The mon of shachet. I'm potter in Shabbos because it's not called my ma'isa. So why am I chayef in terms of chalom v'arayis? So the pashtus advarim, as one could argue, is that the reason why I'm chayef is because the nature of the aveira of chalom v'arayis is not really a ma'isa aveira. It's not a ma'isa. It's not an aveira of a ma'isa of a pa'ula. It's really an iser, so to speak, of hanah. The Torah doesn't want a person to get this hanah's davar asar. This hanos of bias asuras. That's what the Torah really wants. Torah really doesn't want. Elohat. The only way to get this type of hanos from bias asuras is to do a maisibiyah. The only way to get the hanos of this of achilas chaylev is to do a maisachila. So the Maisa Achila is tangential. The Maisa Achila is purely a Hechitimtza to get to the Aveira. But the real Aveira is result-oriented. The real Aveira is Tachlis, you received Hanos Achila from Chelev, that's bad. You received Hanos Bia from this woman who's Asura to you, that's bad. That's what the Torah doesn't want. When it comes to Chil Shabbos, it's a Pa'ula, Lasasakum Aloch, it's a Maisa Issa, that's it. It's a Pa'ula Issa, that's it. It's not result-oriented, it's Maisa-oriented. So what perhaps the Gemara is saying is, Misasek b'cholam ve'rais chayef shkenene means that when do we say there's a p'tur of misasek? That's when the name of the game is a p'ula. The name of the game is a maisa iser. So the misasek is not called your maisa iser. Masha'en came b'cholam ve'rais, but the name of the game is not the maisa. The name of the game is the result, is the hanoshabo. It's just the maisa is a way to get it. So if somehow you got the hano without doing the maisa, you also chayef. What's the case of hano without doing the maisa? Dech misasek. That's the pashas in the Gemara. So there's a Feirish Iran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that doesn't say this. Who knows the Feirish Iran in Dafkav Ches in Rosh Hashanah? Who knows? Who knows? Who's with us in Chespin this summer, right? We spoke about this Iran in Chespin, okay? But you go to Chespin, you got to talk about this Iran. So the Iran in Rosh Hashanah borrows this Gemara in Maseches Krisos and plugs it into what Sugya? Asher, what Sugya? The Sugya of Mitzvahs, Tzrichas Kavanah. The Iran says that if you look at the Rambam writes that if you blow shofar without Kavanah, you're not Yotze, but if you eat matzah without kavanah, you are Yotze. Nobody knows why the Rambam said that. So the Rambam says, I'll tell you exactly why the Rambam said that. When it comes to mitzvahs which don't have hanah to them, so then mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah. But when it comes to mitzvahs which have hanah, hanah sechla, I enjoyed the matzah, yummy, yummy, I'm full of matzah now. So the Rambam says, a mitzvah that has hanah linked to it, you're Yotze even without kavanah. Why? He quotes the Gemara in Krisos. He says, just as the Gemara says in the realm of Averis, Shekein Nehneh is a mechayiv of a carbon, so too Shekein Nehneh is enables you to be Yaitzeh Mitzvah. You otherwise wouldn't have been Yaitzeh. Chiddush Golof and Ran. It is obvious that the Ran did not learn this pshat in Shekein Nehneh that I just said a moment ago. If Shekein Nehneh means that the name of the game of the Isser of Machos Asuros is the Hanoshebo, that's why we're able to trump the principle of Misasek. That would have zero relevance in the number of mitzvahs. Let's look at the mitzvahs. What the nature of the mitzvah chilus matzah is, the Torah doesn't really want you to eat matzah. The Torah wants you to get a geschmack from the matzah. That's what the Torah wants. That's all the Torah wants for you. Is that you should walk away on Pesach night feeling, ah, delicious, I'm full, I'm bloated with matzah. That's what the Torah wants. No. The Torah wants for Erev Teich L'matzah. This is real ma'isa achila. So if the nature of the din of Shekein Nehneh is a way of saying that Isurim of Chalom V'Arayas are radically different than Maisa than Chil Shabbos, because the Isurim of Hanoa, not Isurim of Pa'ula, then there would be absolutely zero relevance in the realm of mitzvahs. Obviously, the Ran learned a different Pshat in the Gemara. What was the other Pshat in the Gemara the Ran learned? The Rabbi say? The Ran learned that, B'med Dvar Mamurim, that I could say, it's not my Maisa, I'm walking past the light and my arm, by mistake, rubs against the switch and the light goes on, it's not my Maisa. I can explain away it's not my Maisa from today till tomorrow, provided that I wasn't Nana. Once I'm Nana, what are you going to say? It wasn't your Maisa, but you're full. What do you mean it's not your Maisa? Of course it's your Maisa. The Hano is not a Mechayev. The Hano declares that the Maisa is Mitzuruf to you. Going to the first shot in Shekein Nana, it means that the Hano Gufa is the Mechayev. It's a new type of Isser. It's an Isser of Hano. The second shot in the Chakir is Nain. It's not that the Hano is the Isser. It's a Pa'ula Isser. The Yisr Machos Asuris is the Maisechil. The Yisr Bias Asuris is Maisebiya. Normally, we would have explained away based on the principle of Misasek that it's not Shaykh to you, it's not Mitzarif to you, but the Hanoh forces us to reevaluate your relationship with this Maisa. Anytime you get Hanoh, the Hanoh itself merges the two, creates that Sirif between the two, and automatically declares it to be your Maisa. If this is the correct Pshat, this is what the Ran Rosh Hashanah says, maybe that's what Shimon is driving at here, I'm not sure, maybe that's what Teis is driving at. What was Tosfos' whole thrust of the sugya of the Chi of Hanoah? The Chi of Hanoah, what does Tosfos say? It's not just a passive Hanoah, it's a shimush to get in. Why? Because the halacha is, you need a maisa Hanoah, real bona fide maisa that's behind you. When you do a maisa that's behind you from Mamun Chaveh, right, that's Chaya. So what's called a maisa in halacha? If I do a maisa, it's called a maisa. If my behemoth does a maisa, it's misyachis to me. And even in Ksubas Taf Lamed Amud Beis, when I'm mamish, my hands are tied, I'm laying on the table, and somebody's shoving down truma down my throat, but at the end of the day, I'm getting Hanos Aguf out of that truma. Whenever I get a Hanos Aguf, we can no longer hide behind and say it's not called a Maisa. It is called a Maisa. I can't call you a gazlum for it. It's not a maisa gazela. It's not a hagbo. It's not a kidney gazela. It's missing the trappings to be chayav al gazlan, but it is sufficient to call it a chiyav hanoah because there is a maisa. Where's the maisa? Nosa guf is a maisa. Whenever you have a nosa guf, it's automatically what's lacking in the physical action is made up by the nosa guf. You can no longer ignore a nosa guf. You can no longer say it's not misyachis to you anymore. Masha'ein came by the case of the coloring the wall. It was mamish nothing. What did I gain? What did I gain out of the wall? I didn't color the wall. My animal, it's Yenim. Somebody else's curious George colored the wall. I didn't do it. My animal didn't do it. There's no hanasa guf. There's nothing. So I'm nehenem imam al chaveri, but I didn't do a maisa no imam al chaveri. Maisa no is maisa shimush. That's what the Rav Shimon's decide was. Only a maisa shimush, maisa no, the shimush imam al chaveri is mechayev. So I'll call upon him whether this is the correct beer and thesis. I can't say with absolute certainty. It's a possibility. But Rabbi Sai, Tosos themselves were so not sure about this pshat. They were so bothered because on the one hand we have a chiv hanoh, bavakam ksubis the flamid, and then we have this gemara sticking out in the middle of nowhere in bavakam kufal about the yellow wool that Tosos says for Eidei Shalema. Tosos bavakam gives another teretz and says, you know what? Maybe the tzad to say the apotra in the gemara, you're not chayim mitam hanoz, you know why? Because let's not forget, what was the gemara's original shayla in the first place about the wool? What was the latest asafik, whether I'm chayim to pay for the wool? But the Yeshvach Seban Magabit Semer, do we view the dye as being a separate entity, or do we say the dye is just kind of bottled to the wall? It's not even here. We can't even say there's any mamashas to it anymore. So comes Tyson and says, Alatzad, that there's no mamashas to it anymore, then we're going to declare it's not even called Hano. It's mamash or nothing. It's so zero, it's so meaningless, it's so insignificant, that it's not even called Nenem Imam al Chaveru at all. Not because it's lacking in a maisa and a maisa with shimush, with stories, with hana. It's just, it's not, that's not called added value. Ein shvach sebanu gabi tzemer. It doesn't exist. It's command on maisa dam. It doesn't exist in the world, in the eyes of halacha. The chazus is lav milsa. The fact that something is colored is just command on maisa dam. So you see that Tosfos was so bothered with their first pshat because they needed so much bending over backwards to say shtickl teiras with Rav Shimon's, with Maises, with Ran's, with stories. We needed so much work on the first pshat. Tosfos was willing to say the Eidei Shalom if the whole pshat is wrong, that the emes is that the Nedim Imam Chaver is chayev all the time. You don't need a mice, you don't need anything. Nedim Imam Chaver is the mechayev. And that Gemara Bavakam Kufalv is the Yaitim in a klal. And forget about that Gemara because Ein Shvach Sebanu Gabi Tzemer means Legamri. So when all the dust settles, Taisus Bavakama seems to be mistopic about this very Nakuda. What exactly is the Mechayev Hanah? Is the Mechayev Hanah really a Maisa Hanah with a Shimush? That was what they said in the first shot. Or Nehemi Mamon Chaveira, that's it. That's all there is right now. You don't need any fancy schmancy pshatim. Don't get too bogged down with the Gemara Bavakam Kufalv. That's really irrelevant Gemara. Nehemi Mamon Chaveira is in the Chayev. So Taisus themselves seems to be mistopic about what exactly are the parameters? Yesterday we spoke about whether it's mazik, not mazik. Now we're talking about another slightly different nuance as to this chiyuv of hanoah. And again, so much of this discussion revolves around this gemara ksubis taflamid, which of course never even said the word hanoah altogether. Just Rashi and Tosfos said it. But everything is now revolving around this gemara ksubis. It went up in value. Oh, because you're not looking at the world through the eyes of halacha. It went up in value. That's very nice, but not because of the yellow dye. The yellow dye doesn't exist. I don't see any dye. There's no dye here. Doesn't exist. Come on, Dolisa. Yeah. Okay.
Shouldn't it be that if the hanah depends upon whether or not it's a maisa hanah, then
no, but it has. It's maisa. No, you pay for hanah. So you have to put a price. How do you put a price tag on hanah? So price tag on hanoah is by definition not the same price tag as on hezek.
But then, I mean,
when you do a ma'is hanoah, then you become chayev. And now to figure out tachas dollars and cents, you have to figure out what it is. So I'm not sure that's necessary.
Because if your parameter for chiyuv hanoah comes from the ma'is, then you pay for the amount that we eat.
No, then you're mazik. Then what do you need to hold? Then there's no chiyuv hanoah anymore. That's exactly what the chiddush of Torah is. That you don't pay out mazik.
No, not therefore choose something else as the
thief. I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's like agav. You're getting there. Well, it can't be the same as the tashlum.
No, I'm not saying you have to get that way. I'm just proving to you that it has to be that way. I don't think Chazal got. They didn't get that way backwards. They understood that there's a different type of thief. I don't know. Yeah.
Moshe by the IVF stuff.
Moshe
by the against Sabra. Can you use this round as proof that it's really ma'isa. Without hana, there's no ma'isa. So,
you mean how could it shaykh? I mean there you have neither. There you have neither ma'isa nor hana. You have nothing. You have nothing. You mean Ramesh has to be right. Ramesh has to be right because you have neither. It's not a ma'isa bi, and it's not a nos bi. It's nothing. Right. The Sapa Rebbe said that, but he had a pasuk in Chumash. The pasuk says, "Lo sitishchof the chalazara." So that was his kiddush. So Ramesh says that's not what the pasuk means. Okay. Good. Okay, everybody, let's get back to that story. So we have a little bit of an understanding what hana is, and a lot of it is being, being created for us by having to fit in the pieces, particularly the piece of this Gemara and Ksubas of Lamed Rav Beis. Rav Beis, there's another Gemara that must be evaluated in light of everything that we're talking about to give us a better picture, a better understanding of what is and what is not going on in Ksubas of Lamed Rav Beis. Starts with the Gemara Masechet Chulin. Take that Chulin over there. Sure? Okay. Where's it? Kuflam Rav Beis? Where's it? Gufa, on the top of Kuflam and Rebeis, Amar Rav Chizda, Mazik, Mazik, Kahuna, Osha, Ochlan, Potter, Milishalim. If a person is Mazik, Matnas, Kahuna, or he eats Matnas, Kahuna, he's Potter. What are we talking about? Primarily, we're talking about the Batan of Suzrel, Chayim, and Kevin. The Torah says there's a mitzvah in the Shech, Pei, Maschulim, to give certain parts of the animal to the Kayin. We generally don't do this in Chutzlaritz, since there's a machlekes of Rishon on whether this mitzvah applies to Chutzlaritz. So Amminig is lahaka, Motzvech Chavir Levaraya. There's no Isser to eat Matnas Kuna. There's no Yerodei Isser. There's no Isser of Heter Isser. It's just Gezela. I don't mean just in that sense, but it's just Gezela. And therefore, let the Kohen come and prove that I'm Chayav to give it to him, since the Chutzlaritz be Paskat to Svek at the Dina. So I'm Motzvech Chavir Levaraya. That's generally the way we're Nohig. The Gemara says that, let's say you live in a Hetzal, say you have where there really is a Chiv of Matnas Kuna, and a guy goes in and he's Mazik Matnas Kuna. Goes in and he takes the Zolachem and came and throws it into the ocean. Well, he goes in and eats it himself. So he basically stole the Matnas Kuna. So what's the din? So Rav Chizda says he's Potter. Why is he Potter? The Gemara gives two reasons. Either it's a Gzeres HaKosov, or because it's what's called the Svar Mamon She'en Lo Tovim, which means that basically he's Chaya, but who's going to take him to a Din Torah? What? Mr. Cohen's going to take him to a Din Torah. I'm going to turn around and say, Mr. Cohen, I'm going to give it to Mr. Katz. Mr. Katz is going to take him to Din Torah. I'm going to give it to Mr. Rappaport. I'll always find another Cohen to give it to. So there's no one Cohen that has a right to take me to a Din Torah. So the bottom line is, I'm going to be Potter. Mamon She'en Lo Tovim. Okay, good. So far, so good. So comes the Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, and is discussing whether this statement of Rav Chizda is correct or not. The Gemara quotes the following brayse: the Toshma, Harish Ansoy Beis Hamelach Garno. I have a big granary, got a lot of produce there, and the king comes and takes a lot of my stuff away. All right, why did the king take it away? Because I owe money for taxes. It means he took what he's entitled to take, right? He's not a god of the king. He took my taxes away. So now the problem is, not only did I paid my taxes, that's very nice, but someone got lost something over here. Someone got gypped out of what was magia him. Who's that? The Kohen and the Levi, hey, wait a second, they were standing outside the farm waiting to collect their mice, the troops and mice, and all of a sudden the king comes, the IRS comes and ships away half my grain. And the Kohen Levi says, hey, wait a second, we don't have to, we paid our taxes already. Why are we losing our grain? Magia lana this grain. So Gemara says an unbelievable thing. Chayav la'aser. So the guy whose stuff was taken away has to go and take that amount of Trumas and what he would have normally given to the Kohen to the Levi. He's got to go take from somewhere else and give it to the Kohen and the Levi to be mashlim what was taken away from the Kohen and the Levi. The Kohen and Levi had their share, they had their stake in this grain. And I went ahead and, in effect, paid my taxes with their money, something that was magia to them. So I'm mechuyev to reimburse the Kohen and the Levi. That's what it says in the Braisa. The Gemara says, wait a second. Why am I chayev to reimburse the Kohen and the Levi? It's the Chamam and Shein L'Toivin. If this coin comes to me, I'll give it to another coin. If this Levi comes, I'll give it to another Levi. Doesn't this Braisa fly in the face of what Rav Chizda just said? So the Gemara says, no, this is different. You know why this is different? Shani Hosam to come Ishtar Shilei. This is different because, I don't even know how to translate the word Mishtar Shalei, explain to what the Rishonim say it means. But Mishtar Shalei means that I have now grain sitting in my granary that I am gaining from. Means I gained from the fact that the Melech took away the Chelek of the Kohanim. The Melech came to me and said, listen, you owe me, you're on the 28% tax bracket, you got to give X amount of grain. So when the Melech goes and takes the grain that really was magia to the Kohen and the Levi, I ended up not having to pay some extra grain to the Melech. So I have grain sitting in my other barn, my other farm, that I'm getting in place of the stuff that really should have gone to the Kohen, that the Kohen and Levi should have been able to keep. So the Gemara says, that's a whole new ballgame, it's a whole new sugya. That's called the kamishtar shalei. I'm being mishtarish. I'm gaining something in place. What I have is in place of what really should have gone from my stuff was taken by the Kohen Levi's share. Rav Chisda never said such a thing. Rav Chisda would never say a potter under those circumstances. Rav Chisda said, if I take your truma, your matnas kud, and I eat it, then I'm potter's mamash eno tevin. When it's mishtar shalei, that's a whole different ballgame. Ad kan divrei Gemara. Anyone knows what the Gemara is talking about? No? Don't feel bad. You're not the only ones. So it comes to Tosis and says, Shiny Hasa, put the Tosis on the Mamakramas, right? Shiny Hasa become a Shtar Shilay. Frank Tosis Akash. First Tosis says, the Mamakam Zeh, he'd niach loha melech shamama. Because of the fact that the melech took this grain, the Kohen Levi stuff, now he left me with other stuff. Vim Taiba. My potter? So says Tysus, what kind of playing a game with words? Says Tysus, every time I eat the manas kuna, I go ahead and I eat the zrelachiyam in keva. So why don't we say, okay, I'm potter because the mamash anotovim? No, it's mishtar shalei. What's the mishtar shalei? Well, I would have had to eat something else for supper. So instead, now I have a hot dog of my own that's sitting in the fridge. So I was mishtar shalei that hot dog. So the same way that the Gemara says that here we have the chelek ha-koyen, right? The chelek ha-koyen, the alevi, got taken away. It went to the melech. But in place of that, I have my grain, right? I got my apples over here. So the Gemara says, I have to pay these apples up because they're mishtar shalei from this chelek. So Tosfos says, it's the same business. It's the same story. I went ahead and I ate the Zerulachayim. I ate the tongue from the Lachayim, okay? So I went and I had a tongue sandwich for dinner, which I stole the Kayin's tongue. But now I got a hot dog sitting in the fridge I didn't have to bother eating. So I was mishtar shalei, that hot dog. So let that hot dog now go to the Kayin. That's Tosfos Kasha. It's the exact same thing. It's Bamashe game. It's pure semantics. Why is one case mishtar shalei and one not? Is a thesis now? V'yei shlomed lo domi liyantzei beis ha-melech garnoi titachtein lo lokach mishalo aval ba'och lo evshed lo mishtar shalei shalei misa'aneh. Says thesis, no, it's not the same thing. In the case of the beis ha-melech, there were no options on the table. The king came, the king's going to take something. There's no shaila, this king. The IRS is not going away. Okay, there are two things in the world that are certain. What do they say? Death and taxes, okay? And death is a shayla, but taxes is for sure. Death at least is chesed meisim. Tax, you're not getting the money back, all right? So Rabbi Isai, who's our captain's here, okay? So comes Tyson says, when the king comes to collect the grain, he is going to collect the grain. There is no shayla that's going to collect the grain. If he can't find the kain's chayla, he's going to take your chayla. So you went ahead and you saved your grain off the back of the Kohen and the Levi. That's what Vados, that's called Mishtar Shalei. In the case of the eating, so what are you going to tell the guy? Hey, wait a second. You got a Gevaldika dinner out of eating the tongue sandwich of the Kohen, and now you saved yourself a hot dog. So that hot dog was saved. Otherwise, you would have eaten the hot dog for supper. So you saved the hot dog off the back of the Kohen. You should have to pay him that hot dog. Says Tosfos, no. The guy could say, I didn't save a hot dog. You know why? Who said I would have eaten dinner tonight? Maybe I've been in a tinyness of behalf. I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't have eaten a hot dog tonight. I'm not hungry tonight. I would have skipped dinner tonight. Maybe a hoil that I wouldn't have eaten the hot dog. Since I wouldn't have necessarily, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't have. But since I maybe have not eaten the hot dog, you can't call it mishtar shalei. Ad kan divrei Tosfos. I want to see what Tosfos just did. Tosfos just showed you two Gemaras. One Gemara says, Mamash Eino Tovin is Potter. One Gemara says, Mishtar Shalei is Chayav. And Tosfos is searching for what's the, how do you know to apply which qual?
How do you know when something is called the moment shel tovim to be part? How do you know something is called mishtar shel to be chayev? So he says the answer is certainty. When it's certain, that's called mishtar shel. When it's not certain, that's called moment shel tovim. Ad kan devir tesis. No. Rabbi Sai, if you saw this term mishtar shel, I wouldn't know how to translate it. But the idea of mishtar shel is really, really, really close to something else that's on this board. I really shouldn't be higher for taking the coins, for getting off scot-free off the coins, cheshbon. I really, really shouldn't be higher. I'm higher because I'm benefiting because now I got my grain. What was the bad word I just said? I'm benefiting. What does that sound like almost? It sounds very much like, It sounds like, but the Gemara in Chulin Kuflam and Kuflam and Aleph is calling Mishtar Shilei. That means you're getting something out of somebody else's property. You're being mishtarish on somebody else's property. I'll call it nehneh. It sounds like it's the same thing. It sounds like it's mamash identical thing. Right? Well, who thinks these two principles are? They're very close to each other. In one case, I got something, because let's not forget, I would have had to pay to give Alpo to Rover. Now I don't have to pay to give Alpo to Rover. Or in our case, I would have had dinner tonight, and now Baruch Hashem, somebody stuffed the truman down my throat. So Baruch Hashem, I'm full. I don't have to go to the calf. Save some money in my calf cart to buy toothpaste at the end of the year, right? I gained a lot out of that one, okay? So Rabbi Sai, it sounds like Mishtar Shalei is just a fancy schmancy Aramaic word for paying for the mehenu. That's what it sounds like. Right? Who thinks that these two, they're close. I don't need an identical, close. You mask him this summer, they're in the same ballpark, same league, same sport, close. Comes the Ketois and says they're close. They can't be too close. Says the Ketois. What did Ketois just say? Ketois just showed you, proved you for the Gemara that Mishtar Shilei only kicks in when what? What's the klal gadol of Mishtar Shilei? What the friendship between Mishtar Shilei and Mazik Mamas Kahuna being potter? What? Certainty. No option. There's no option out. The taxes have to be paid. Dinner doesn't have to be eaten. That's a klal to remember in life. Okay? Come to April 15th, you got to pay the taxes. You come home at night, if your wife made you supper, that's good. And if not, so you go to sleep hungry. The world will go on if you don't eat supper. Taisva said, whenever that option exists of not eating supper, Mishtar Shilei doesn't kick in. Kum de Ketoisin says, if we are correct in this equation or quasi-equation or semi-equation, we just made it sounds the same. So then Frek de Ketois, I don't understand. I don't understand Ksubis, the flamen of a base. You know why, says the Ketois? What do you chayev for Hana? What's the Hana? What's the Gevaldige Hana? What's the Grand Hana? Because I ate supper by having the truma stuffed down my throat and I saved myself a few bucks in the calf. And maybe I wouldn't have gone to the calf tonight. And maybe I would have gone to sleep hungry tonight. It's possible. So Frek de Ketois, if you tell me that Mishtar Shilei is too close to Nehne, then you're going to be in a big pickle. Because since Tois has proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that Mishtar Shilei only depends upon when it's EF Shibalavochi, it's going to happen anyway, no matter it's impossible for not to happen. Taxes will get paid from somewhere. Dinner may not be eaten. How could the Gemara call this Hana? How could any Hana be Chayev? Typically, what? Shelo Haya Eichel. I should be able to hide behind that Tais in Chulin, Dafka Flam, and Amanalf, and say, I could have not eaten. So what are you telling me I'm Chayev? I'll say, no. What are you giving me a whole... The Gemara had to bend over backwards, relentless, sticking the guy's truma down the guy's throat. The guy screaming, Rebbe Chulim, Minakona, Bayan, Rav, every all the shtickle tayers, everything, to create a Chayev of Meha. No. The guy should say, I wasn't planning eating dinner tonight. I wasn't hungry. I'm on a diet. Too much food over Yontif. I was going to skip dinner anyway for a couple of nights. So why is this called Hana? Says the Ketois, Zetman Fando, you see from here that this equation is dead wrong. These are not the same halachas. These are not, they may sound the same, they may resemble, they're not the same dinim. They're working with very, very different Klolim. Totally different Klolim. So now, in light of the fact that Ketois just told us what they are not, now it behooves us to figure out, well, what are they? what is Hana and what is Mishtar Shalei, what is Hana not and what is Mishtar Shalei not. And this is going to open up our eyes again to a whole new dimension of our sugya, because everything is boiling down to the same sugya. Toizim hakanas with this, and Bashi's hakanas with this, and Rav Shimon's, and everybody's going back to Ksuba Staflam Rabbeis to make sense of Hana in light of the Truma case. Of course, the case that the Gemara doesn't even call Hana, but to be shown him quickly, Rashi and Toizim quickly called it Hana. Everything's got to make sense in Ksubas. This is going to become the litmus test for every shtickle Toy you want to say in Hana. Got to pass the test of Ksuba Staflam Rabbeis. So we thought yesterday we were learning Bava Kama, now we're learning Chulun Dafka Flamina. I'm not taking it in
the
Someone's shoving it down my throat.
Not in our case, in the case of Hulun, as opposed to...
I'm actively doing it. What am I actively doing?
No, meaning you're the one...
Mishtashle, I didn't do anything.
Or it's being, by the case of Al-Khala...
No, but they haven't talked about their house. It's Mom Shalom Tovin. We're comparing the case of Mishtashle.
Right, so, but just in our case, where you're just swallowing it, there's for sure going to be a Hano when you're swallowing.
Wait, hold on. So let's see if we can highlight precisely what the difference between these two halachas rolled out. So the Ketzai starts the ball rolling. He starts to be mahdir. Then Rav Shimon continues it. So we're going to call this the Ketzai / Rav Shimon. It's hard to know exactly where the Ketzai ends and Rav Shimon starts. But they're all saying the same thing. Gedalia Echrem, all saying the same idea. Comes the Ketzai. And raise the following question. Going back to Chulun Daf Kuf Lamed for a moment. A guy is Oichel Matnos Kahuna. I ate the tongue, made a tongue sandwich out of the Kayin's tongue. So the Gemara says, I'm Potter. Why? Momishin will tell you. So, Fektik Tzoys, what sounds like at first glance, and Chelik Tzoys should be Moichel Zayin. He presents the question as such to get us thinking. Sounds like almost like a silly question, asked the Ketzais. He meant it just to get us the ball rolling. What do you mean you're potter? What do you mean you're potter? You a nana? You should be chayev al tana. Just because you're potter, but there's always a chayev hana. After all, shame b'shis harabim, you're potter, but there's a chayev hana. We didn't pick up the gazelle, you didn't steal the truma, but you're still chayev al tano. People, you should be chayev al tano. Why are you chayev al tano in Chulun Daf Kuf Lamed? That's the Ketzai's quote unquote silly kasha. What's the answer? Why is it a bad kasha? What? You are chayev, it's just Mom Shalom Toivin. The same way you're chayev al tmazik, al tzgol, ganav, al tzgaz, it's Mom Shalom Toivin. The same Reb Chisda is going to pot you from the Chiv Hano. So Abba Zoy, if built into the system of Rav Chisda's mindset, that's a Mamon She'ela Tovin. Of course that's going to pass to you from Hana. And Afa Pichain, the Gemara said, that what? That Mishtarshe is still Chayav. Right? If Mishtarshe is still Chayav, so obviously the Gemara itself is saying that Mishtarshe and Hana are not the same thing. Of course you're part of Midbe Hana. What's the Shail of Adi you're part of? Because it's Mom Shino Toivin. When the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Aleph and Aleph says that you're chayev al tzmishtar shalei, the Gemara knew all along, of course you're not chayev al tzanoah, and the Gemara is still saying you're chayev al tzmishtar shalei. So what does mishtar shalei mean? How could you be chayev? I'll turn around and ask the same kasha in Kuf Lamed Aleph. Why are you chayev al tzmishtar shalei? It's mamashin l'toivin. What's the answer, Rabbi Say? Al kochach, what you have to say is as follows. Mamashin l'toivin means I ate the tongue, and now Mr. Katz comes and wants to take me to the dentist and get me to pay for the tongue. I turn around and I say to Mr. Katz, what? I said, I'm not going to pay you, it's Mamon Shelo Tovin. And then Mr. Cohn comes and he says, give me $100 for the tongue, it's Mamon Shelo Tovin. Every coin I turn around to say is Mamon Shelo Tovin. What if the tongue's sitting here? Nobody, I didn't eat the tongue yet. The tongue is sitting here in front of me on my table. and Mr. Cohen comes in and says, give me that tongue. And I say, I'm not giving it to you, and I'm not giving it to him, I'm not giving it to him, I'm not giving it to anybody. You will moment shalom tovim. What's the answer? Chaleitzonus. What's the answer? What? If it's be'en, of course I have to give it to a kohen. I have tevis hanah. I can decide which kohen to give it to, but I got to give it to one of them. If I turn around to all 20 kohanim and say, I'm not giving it to any of you, so then one of them could come and take it from me. That's the one moment shalom tovim. What did Rav Chisda say? If a guy eats the matnas kuna, or he's mafsid mazik the matnas kuna, then you can't take cash out of a guy. Moment shalom tovim means a kohen can't come and say, you owe me money. I could say, no, I'll pay it to the other kohen. But Kol's mind that the Dover Shebe'en is around, of course you have to pay the Dover Shebe'en. What's the shayla? That's not called paying. That's called Moment shalom tovim. That's matnas kuna. That's the mitzvah. Matnas kuna. Why do you have to give it to him? That's ABCs of the sugya in Kuflam and Kuflam and Aleph and Maseches Chulin. What Mishtar Shele means, Rabbi Yisai, is that al pi halacha, we view what? We view the original what? That original Matnas Kahuna? You won't believe this one, Rabbi Yisai. We view it as still what? There's only one way to get around Mamon Shalom Tovim, and that's to say it's still be'en. We say it's here. It's here in front of us. It's here. The original Terumah and the original Maisa is here. It's here in the flesh. Where is it? It's been taken by the IRS. It's sitting in Washington somewhere. What do you mean it's here? It's not here anymore. Zokchum Shimin, you know what Mishtar Shele means? Mishtar Shele means that the halacha views the grain that's sitting in your granary, which exists there for one reason and one reason alone. The only reason why that grain is here is because the kohen's grain was taken away. As we say in Kapparos, zeh tachazeh, zeh temurah zeh, zeh chalifah zeh. This is it. This is the original grain. This is the yitzeh from the original grain. Says Reb Shimon, moshel ma davadayme, if an animal gives birth, who owns the baby? What's the answer? Who owns the baby? You need a great chokhmah to figure out who owns the baby? The owner of the animal owns the baby. Whatever comes out of a yaitzeh min ha-mamun is shalom bal ha-mamun. I just made up that klal. If Reuben owns the mamun, so whatever that mamun creates automatically belongs to Reuben. It's a poshah svar. You need a posik for that. Says Reb Shimon, the grain of the kohen, mazel tov, just had a baby. You know what the name of that baby is? The grain sitting in the Yisrael's granary. Because the Yisrael's grain only exists, it's only sitting there because somebody walked off with the Kohen's grain in place of it. It became Mamish Zeh Tachazeh, says Rav Shimon, it is now considered to be the Chelech HaKohen Valevi that was taken by the Melech, had a baby called the Tvua Beveisa Yisrael, and Apidin, this is considered to be Be'en Shel HaKohen. That's what Mishtar Shele means. That's what Mishtar Shele means. And therefore, Zokhtub Shimon, as an elaboration of the Ketais, you can no longer hide behind what klal? What klal can you no longer hide behind? Once you have Mishtar Shele, you can't call it Mamon Shalom Tovim and call it a day. That's not Mamon Shalom Tovim, it's Be'en. Mamon Shalom Tovim means when it's not Be'en. That's what Mishtar Shele means, says Zokhtub Shimon. However, so comes Reb Shimon and says, but to invoke the principle of Mishtar Shele, to say zeh tachazeh, zeh tmurah zeh, to say that the grain of Beis Yisrael is the grain of the Kohen, it's mamish, the reincarnations, the gilgul nefashas of the grain of the Kohen, there are klolim when you say that and when not. Not everything becomes a baby, not everything is reincarnated, not everything is a gilgul neshamas. There are certain limitations. You can only say Mishtar Shele when, and that's what Taisus kicks in Kuflam and Ralph. No? What's Taisus say? When there's no choice. When the only way in the world is that this grain is taken away, that results in the Yisrael having grain, and there's no way out, there is no option out, then the special halacha called Mishtar Shele kicks in, and the halacha views it as being Zetach Zet, it's now B'en, and Mamashon Taivin falls by the wayside. That's the aside of Kuhl and Daf Kuflam and Ralph. Says Reb Shimon, there is no connection, living or dead, between that and the sugya of Hanukkah. The sugya of hana does not mean that the reason why I have to pay for the truma is because I could have eaten the hot dog, and therefore the hot dog is the truma. No, no, hayu dvar me'olam. Hot dogs are not truma. You know why hot dogs are not truma? Because what could I have done? I didn't have to eat the hot dog altogether. I could have not eaten supper tonight. So the reason why I'm chayav to pay for the truma is not because I have a hot dog now in the fridge and now belongs to the kohen. That model of mishtar shalei breaks down, says Tosfos. Once there's an option, otherwise the whole mishtar shalei falls by the wayside. So what is it? If it ain't mishtar shalei, what is it? It's another halacha called being chayav for hana. When you talk about a chayav hana, can you stay with a straight face? Well, I could have not eaten supper. Can't say that with a straight face, because you know why? Because you did eat supper. You ate the truma that was shoved down your throat. You enjoyed the truma. Tachlis, you enjoyed the truma. When did Taisa say that he could have not eaten? So that plays a role in halacha. That's whenever you have to invoke the special din of mishtar shalei, you have to create that equation, that ironclad relationship between the two objects, and say zetach hazeh. Then that only makes sense when it's yev shibi in yinachir. In order to be mechayev a guy for tamei hanoah. But to be honest, either you were nana, you were nana. I was nana. Good. I could have not eaten supper. I could have done a lot of things. But I did it. Lamaisa. I ate supper. I ate being shoved down my throat. That's called hana. Mishtashle, it's not what hana it is. So between the Ktzais and Rav Shimon, what we just have over here is a mamash, a whole brand new approach to what hana is and what hana is not, what mishtashle is and mishtashle is not. They're working with two totally different kolalim. Mishtashle makes it the end. Hana is not the end. And therefore, even ein lo, quote unquote, tovin, is going to be chayev. And that's why the Gemara in Chul had to invoke mishtar shalei. Hano would not do the trick. So mishtar shalei is unbelievably powerful. It creates zetach hazeh, creates a be'en, a brand new principle in halacha. It creates a be'en, and it's even ein lo tovin is chayev. But mishtar shalei is limited. It's unbelievable breaks on mishtar shalei. It's only if it's ef shar. Then and only then can we honestly say zetach hazeh. Masha'enken hano. Hano is not called the be'en. There's no hano. It's not called be'en. But I don't need it to be be'en. What do I need be'en for? I'm chayav al tano. It's not be'en. It's a tashlum in my alma. On the other hand, I'm chayav afilu b'efshar b'lav hochi. I would still be chayav. These are two different sugyas. So we thought the sugyas were identical. The Ktzais and Rav Shimon presented to us that these are two very, very different sugyas. So Rav Isai, we have the first part of our sugya, first of many parts of this particular sugya, hopefully under a little bit of control. Namely, we've tried to define some positively and some negatively, in contrasting to other things, what this Chiyav Hanah is all about. What is this mystical, magical, phantom chiyav that all of a sudden I didn't do a ma'aseh gezeilus, I'm going to shove it down my throat, and now they're going to slam me with the chiyav hana? Baruch Hashem from Ruchim Ben HaKonah is Kim Ledraminated path to me. What is this chiyav hana? Where did it come from? So we have a few different dimensions of the shayla. We're not sure whether it's mazik or whether it's a svar b'alma. We're not sure about some of the details of it. How it relates to Mishtar Shalei, doesn't relate to Mishtar Shalei. We're not sure whether it's a chiyav of a Maisa Hano, whether it's a Hano Menemem Chavero. We got a lot of things flying around, but all arrows are pointing back to Ksuba Staf Lama Rebeis. Any beer, any Hagdor you're given Hano, it's got to match up to the Sugi of Truma. Okay? So we have a lot of introduction. At least we have some inkling of an idea of what we're dealing with on the table in Ksuba Staf Lama.
Just practically in Mishtar Shalei, the coin's going to come up to me. I'm going to have that same. Go to Mr. Katz. How are you
going to
extract? Who's going to get the money?
What do you mean? I have to go give him some of my grain.
Who?
The first guy that comes.
The first guy that chose.
Or I could say to him, listen, I have to listen, I'll give it to Mr. Cohn. But if Mr. Cohn, Katz, Rapport, they all come and I turn them all away, so that's like.
Bezen just checks out if you're.
Oh, it's like any other truma. It's like any other truma. If 100 quantum come and I keep on saying no to all of them, so then eventually Bezen's going to take it away.
And also, our city is over here.
Where the Kohen already had it. Right. Otherwise, you're back in the same pickle. Right. Okay, Russ, this was the introduction to the sugya. Okay, we didn't even start the sugya. This was just to get a little bit of an understanding of what's going on. But now we really get to the ksubas part of the sugya. Rabbi Say, In order for our sugya to fly, we need what's called military timing. It's got to be precise to the moment. Because again, the whole theme of the sugya is that we got to get a chi of visa and a chi of mamon to be simultaneous. So the Gemara thinks that we did it by invoking chi of hano, whatever that means. We got it ramish down to the moment. We have Reuven shoving down truma that belongs already to the kayin. He shoved that truma down Shimon's throat. Everything is gevaldik. So the Gemara says, not so poshut. Not so poshut. The Gemara gets into very, very nitty-gritty digestion issues over here. Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Kigon shetoch vo usoch beis abliya. Hey chidomi, what's the case? Ida motzi lahadura nahadur. The moment of truth, when Reuven shoves it down Shimon's throat, and he lets go. So Reuven's out of the picture now. Right now, if you would stop the clock right now, is that truma returnable at that point? It's a very pure metzias question. How far is that truma? So it depends how high or low into the throat that truma is. It may really actually be returnable. So Gemara says, okay, if it's returnable at that point, nahadur, then you, Shimon, who now have it in your throat, better do everything in your ability to get it back, to get it out. And if you don't do that, and you figure, well, the guy already pinned me down, already got it in my throat, give that little gulp, and you're the one who makes it from the moment of returnable to no longer returnable, we are going to have to call you a what? A goslin, or maybe at least a bazik. We can call you something. You did something wrong. You did something very seriously wrong. Not only did you do something wrong, v'chilo hadra, Rashi says, b'hai shai te'iu mazik lo. You're the mazik, and that moment was not yet what moment? It was not quite the moment of what? Of eating it. And therefore you weren't quite chayav misa b'dei shemayim. We just failed our military timetable miserably. Because the whole goal of the sugya was to get it precise, and we just goofed. If you're already not precise, you might as well go back to the goynivus atruma. Remember the bad word yesterday, hagbah? Hagbah was a bad word because it preceded achila. Well, this is also a bad word because it's preceding achila. So obviously that's not the case. So the Gemara goes on. Ilo matzila dura. If it's shoved in so far that you're going to gag it, it's not retrievable anymore. It's too far in. It's not retrievable anymore. That sounds like a perfect case. Where it says, am I chayv? What are you chayv for altogether? So I don't want to give away too much of the next figure. But Rashi in the spot says, if a guy pins you down and shoves down the truma down your throat and you're gagging and even if you try to get it out, it wouldn't come out, how could you be what? How could we call you chayv misa b'nei shemayim? Remember, the whole goal is to create a case of chayv misa and mammon. So here you're going to fall short on the misa. So Rabbi Yisai, we are still trying to find a misa plus mammon at the exact same moment, and we can't quite get it. So we're going to have a lot of different, many, many different cases. Multiple guys on the floor, different positions exactly how far the truma shoved down. But at the end of the day, there's no point. There is no case. There is no case that meets the criteria that we need for our scenario. Either it's retrievable or it's not retrievable. If it's retrievable, then you're making it not retrievable by giving that last gulp, you're the mazik. If it is already not retrievable, then you're not chayav misa. So the Gemara continues its relentless approach to the sugya and says, no, lo tzricha demotzi lahadura ayadei hatchak. If you coughed enough, you would get it up. If you worked really, really hard, you'd get it up. That's the case. So let's just figure this out for a second. Obviously, the Gemara is considering the fact that you could potentially get it up, and therefore, in terms of Hilchos Chiyuv Misa, what are you required to do? You better believe you're required to get it up, because otherwise you're the one responsible for eating Truma. So you've got an Einish Misa Shemai hanging over your head, and you're laying there on the floor, and you got to assess this, right? At that moment, so the guy's, it's very fascinating here, so the guy's sitting there with the truma half down his throat, and the halacha says to him, listen, mister, cough. I don't want to cough. Cough! If you don't cough, you're chayim misdei shemayim. So the guy's got help with the hand, taking the guy, you're chayim misdei shemayim, you don't get that piece of truma up. Yet, it's enough for us to say that we can't be mechayev you al tzmazik or gazlan. For some reason, we can't get you for gan of gazlan mazik. We can't get you because it's ayidat chak. So the worst we can get you for is what? Is anon. The chiv anon is not going to be for that next second, which is going to be exactly simultaneous military timetable, exactly what we wanted. Baruch Hashem, we got a misin mom, we got everything, no pun intended, we got a cake and eat it, we got a truma eating, we got everything down pat. We have created the case of Nechal Ayidat Chak. Sounds good, right? Sounds like there's no further to go in the sugya. Comes Taisus and says, I don't understand. I don't understand, says Taisus. I got a guy with truma half down his throat. I would think the guy needs either a tzol or a doctor immediately. Says Taisus, no, 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 we don't need that. You know what we need? We need an accountant right now. We need somebody who can evaluate at that moment how much is this truma worth right now? In the position of somewhere in the middle coming up, how much is that truma? Give me a dollar value on that truma right now. I want to know what it's worth, says Taisus. You tell me, whatever you think it is, I'll tell you that you're wrong, says Taisus. Tell me what it's worth. How do you determine what something's worth? Is it worth something in the marketplace? Truma half down the throat. Is it worth something in the marketplace? This is one of those gemaras that you're just not supposed to get too bogged down in the details. You're not supposed to get bogged down in the externals. This is one of those gemaras, like we talk about the Bula Kangol, these are just the wrong things to focus on. But I still told Mer Yaakov when he saw me saying, preparing the shiurim for Ksubas Aflamed, so he made a face to me. He said, ah, but that gemara was like, I said, Mer Yaakov, it's the wrong part of the sugi. That's not what you're supposed to focus on. You're supposed to focus on the lumdus. Lumdus is gavaldic. The externals are a little bit gory. Rabbi Sai comes to us and says, tell me the value, market value, shavius of that truma, right then and there. Says Taisus, if the truma is worth a lot of money right now, it's still more than a pruta. It's still got dollar value to it. Sof kol sof, this guy could cough it up. If he couldn't cough it up, he's not chayav misdei shemayim. So it's possible for him to cough it up. By his choosing not to cough it up, but giving that last gulp, which is in effect making it no longer dollar value, what do we call that? I took somebody's property that used to be worth a pruta, now it's not worth a pruta anymore. What do we call that? That's called the mazik slash ganav slash gazlan. That's not called chiv hana. So we're right back when we started, says Taisus. We're back at square one. We messed up the military timetable for the third time in one day. So says Taisus, if it was worth more than a pruta at this moment of truth, and by my not coughing up and giving me that last gulp and swallowing it, I was mazik, I was the ganav. I should be chayav al tzkenev, and I'm not yet chayav for misa b'dei shemayim. On the other hand, says Taisus, if right now it's not worth anything anymore, then we have an even bigger problem. Why? If it ain't worth anything, so then what? We're mechayav an offer. It's worthless. We're mechayev an offer. So comes Taisus and says, we are in a pickle. Not only is this guy in a pickle, we are in a pickle because we got a great case. The Gemara came up with this great Hakol Ma'eskid and Nechad Yadcha. But it doesn't answer the basic question. We need a Chiyav Hanoah and we don't want a Chiyav Gazlan God of Mazah. That's the whole thrust of the Sugya. And Miman of Shach, we can't find it. Either it's worth too much, or it's not worth enough. If it's worth too much, then you're a mazik ganav. If it's not worth enough, then you're not chayav b'shemano. So Taisus is back at square one of the sugya. So we got a lot of work to do still in the sugya for Taisus to pinpoint exactly what's going on. It's Taisus' discovery of what's going on in between the lines of his gemara is going to open up our eyes once again to a little bit more, some details about the mehanah, and going to hopefully take the sugya to a whole new level.